grace us again. And grace us again. Baptize us afresh with the spirit of grace and supplication. As we wait upon your testimony, Lord, and grace us as we wait on the altar of prayer. Lord, and grace us as we wait to receive from you. Why don't you go ahead and begin to ask, Lord, and fire me for today's assignment. Make it a productive day for me. Father, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, let's put our hands together as we welcome the press team.
That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name is Jesus. We call him that wonderful name. Is Jesus, say, there is no other name I know. Lift your voice, say, that wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
Call him Jesus.
Jesus.
That wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
We call him Jesus.
Jesus.
That wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
Is Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody declare there is no,
there is no,
no other name.
Hey,
say that wonderful name is Jesus.
Wonderful name.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
I call him the rose of Sharon,
wonderful name.
The lily of the valley.
Jesus.
That one
name.
We call you Jesus. Sing it one more time. Call him that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful name.
Wonderful name.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
We love to call the name Jesus.
Wonderful
there is
name.
Power in your name, Jesus.
Jesus.
There's deliverance in your name,
that's
Jesus.
Wonderful name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
There is no,
there is
yes,
no
other name. Listen.
That's
why we say your name is wonderful. We call him
Jesus.
There is no other name I know. Hallelujah. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord, walking in the light of God. It is a great thing.
It is a great thing.
Yes,
to serve the
it
Lord.
Is a
it
great
is a
thing.
Great thing.
To serve
to
the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
It is a great
is a
thing.
Great
to serve
thing.
The Lord.
Walking in the light.
In the light of God.
It is a great
is thing.
A great
when you know
thing.
There's blessing in serving. This life. Somebody, everybody walk, oh walk, walk, walk in this life. That there is blessing in serving the Lord. Yes, that there is healing in serving Him. Walk in this truth, walking in this
light.
Somebody walking in this light. The devil's blessing in serving the Lord. Yes, walking in the light. That there is healing in serving Him. Walk, walk, walk.
In the light.
Now lift your voice, say,
it is a great
thing to serve the Lord. Yes, it is a great
to serve the Lord.
It is a great
thing
to serve you, Lord.
When we walk in the light,
somebody walk in this light. Yes, that there is blessing in serving you, Lord. I'm walking in this light. There is deliverance in serving you.
Walking
in this light.
in the light. Somebody walking in the light. There is prosperity in His avenue, Jesus. I am walking with this truth that there is healing in His avenue, Jesus. Walking in the light, walking in the light. Say, it is a great thing to serve you, Jesus. It is a great thing. It is a great thing. It is a great thing, oh Lord. Walking in the light.
Cause God and not me, marching through the land. The leader sees a song. We're kneeling in your hands. Everlasting joy, life forevermore. No sinners are me, I've got a part. In the summit of God, say God's God and not me.
God's God and not
marching through the land. Deliverance is the song. We got a healing in our hands. Everlasting joy, life forevermore. In the summit
of God,
I'm so excited. I'm part of this army. And that is a song, everlasting joy, life forevermore. In the summit, I've got a part. I'm so excited, I've got a part. Hey, say God's God and not me. We're marching through the land. Deliverance is a song, healing in our head. We got everlasting joy, full of grace and mercy. In the summit, I've got a part.
Let's celebrate Jesus this morning, and please be seated. We shall be commencing our intercession this morning with this prayer line. Father, upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival in this church, resulting in the multiplication of disciples in this church. Let your amen break limits.
Amen.
Exodus 11 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. Let's rise as we pray. Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival. Execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. All through this prophetic season and beyond, let your vengeance be executed. O God of vengeance, upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift your voice. This is warfare prayer. We are making war. We are praying to the God that answers by fire. We are enforcing judgment against every resistance of hell, stopping the way against the ongoing revival in this church, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift your voice everywhere. Engage your faith and confidence in the word of God. He said, one more plague will be executed upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, they shall let the church go, and they shall throw them out at once. In the name of Jesus, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus, our eyes are on you. This is our demand and our desire in line with your word. Execute vengeance, O God. Let your vengeance be meted upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. in the name of Jesus. Our Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift your voice. Pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Be fervent in your spirit, praying, fervent in your spirit, crying out for judgment and for vengeance upon the resistances of hell, whatever they may be, whoever may be representing them. Our Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus, arise, O God, let the enemies of this revival be scattered. Arise, O God, let them disappear like wax before fire. Let every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival melt out, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus, God is hearing. Lift your voice some more. Engage your heart and confidence. Our Father and our God, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Wherever they are, let vengeance visit them, as you did in Egypt. Do again in our days. By vengeance, O God, silence the resistance of hell against this ongoing revival. Show that there is nothing you can do against the truth, but for the truth. O God, let your vengeance silence them that rise against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's our desire, O God of vengeance, show yourself against the resistance of hell, against this ongoing revival, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Let Pharaoh and his likes in our days disappear by vengeance, and let your church be multiplied more and more all through this prophetic season and beyond. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and lift your voice. Celebrate God this morning. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated in God's presence.
Shortly we shall rise to pray again, saying, Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 29 and 39. Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And many Samaritans of that city believe on him for the sake of the woman. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. Let's lift up our voices before the Lord this morning and call upon the God of heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church in this prophetic season. We are calling upon your name, Jesus. We pray in the name that is above every other name. Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. This is our outcry this morning, Lord. We lift up our voices before you this day, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others into the kingdom and into this church, even this year. Lift up your voice, pray unto our God this morning. Call upon the God of heaven. Engage your heart in praying this prayer, saying, Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. Call upon him right now. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and pray unto our God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. Engage your heart in praying this prayer. Pray a prayer that heaven must answer. Father, we are calling upon you today. Turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all our new converts, all our new members, turn them, O Lord, into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church, even this year. Call upon the God of heaven. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession this morning. Our Father and our God, we pray that you will turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church, even this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray from the depth of your heart. Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. Lift up your voice. Pray with fervency of the Spirit right now. Pray from the depth of your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. Our Father, we are praying unto you. Turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. In the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others into the kingdom and into this church this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Pray unto our God. Let heaven hear you. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank him right now and appreciate him because he has answered again. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Next again, when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, we decree the destruction of all the powers of darkness out to hinder the entrance of the gospel across our harvest field all through this prophetic season. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, in whom the gods of this world had blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Please join me, rise to your feet. Father, we decree the destruction of all the powers of darkness out to hinder the entrance of the gospel all across our harvest field in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and let's begin to issue decrees right now. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree the destruction of all the powers of darkness. We stand on the integrity of your word this morning as we decree together in faith the destruction of all the powers of darkness that is out to hinder the entrance of the gospel across our harvest field all through this prophetic season. We come against them right now. We terminate their oppressions. Lift up your voice, everyone, and let's pray this morning with faith in our hearts and with confidence in our God. Lift up your voice, Father, this morning again, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we decree the destruction. We decree the destruction of all the powers of darkness. We decree the termination of all the powers of darkness that may be out to hinder the entrance of the gospel all through our harvest field in this prophetic season. We decree thoroughfare for the gospel. Everyone appointed unto salvation in this prophetic season, we decree that the word will get to them, the word of salvation, the word of transformation, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, everyone, and let's pray this morning. We are praying a prayer of faith. We are decreeing a prayer that must be established even right now. Father, on the integrity of your word, we stand this morning to decree the destruction of all the powers of darkness that is out to hinder the free flow, the free entrance of the gospel all across our harvest field, all through this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying with faith in your heart. You are engaging this morning with the fervency of your spirit. You are pushing through this intercession. We are issuing decrees on the strength of the word of God. Father, again this morning, we decree the destruction of all the powers of hell that may be out to hinder, that may be out to stand against the free entrance of the gospel all across our harvest field. In this prophetic season, we come against them, we terminate them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. We are calling on God this morning. Remember, I said, then shall ye call, and our God will answer. Therefore, lift up your voice this morning, and let's call on Him with faith. Let's call on our God this morning. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree that destruction, we decree the termination of all the powers of darkness that may be out to hinder the free flow, that may be out to hinder the entrance of the gospel all across our harvest field in this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice. We are praying kingdom advancement prayers right now. We are pushing for the advancement of the cause of the kingdom. Everyone appointed to salvation in this prophetic season, the word must locate them. The word must locate them. Therefore, lift up your voice as we issue this decree this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this our heart cry, and this heart cry is on the strength of the living word. We decree the destruction of all the powers of darkness. We terminate the oppression. We frustrate the counsel of darkness that may be out to hinder the entrance of the gospel all through this prophetic season in our harvest field. Nothing stops the gospel. Nothing stands on the path of the entrance of the word. Lift up your voice and let's begin to thank Him again this morning. He has heard our prayers and He has answered again. Father, we thank You. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please give the Lord a big hand and you may be seated.
We yet again rise to pray. When we rise, we'll be saying, Father, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshippers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Habakkuk 3:6, the everlasting mountains were scattered, the perpetual hills did bow, His ways are everlasting. Please let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshippers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Will you lift up your voice to pray and let heaven register your voice of intercession? This intercession imports on me and you. Father, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshippers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Father, in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshippers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. Ensure that you are praying. Father, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshippers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Is heaven registering your voice of intercession this morning? Father, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshippers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Father, You said in Your word that the everlasting mountains were scattered and the perpetual hills did bow. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, pray with fervency, faith in the name of Jesus. Father, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out this prophetic season. Engage your heart as you pray. Let heaven register your voice of intercession everywhere in the name of Jesus. Let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out. Let it be leveled out. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice. Ensure that your heart is engaged. Your faith is engaged. We are praying to our Heavenly Father. This is a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice and pray fervently and earnestly. Father, in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. This is our heart desire, and we pray fervently this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills standing in the way of every winner and all our online worshipers be leveled out. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Let it be leveled out in this prophetic season. Father, in the name of Jesus, let all everlasting mountains and perpetual hills be leveled out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's thank him for answered prayers, for leveling out every everlasting mountains and perpetual hills. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may be seated.
Next, we shall be rising to pray. We're saying, Father, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. Amen. Psalm 65 and verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. He said, that he may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. Lift your voice and pray. Engage your heart as you call upon the name of the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. We call upon you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are asking that you will open the eyes of every discouraged winner. Let their eyes be opened and enlightened to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. Lift your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart.
pray with confidence in your God. We are calling upon God this morning, and we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. We call upon you, Lord. Let the eyes of every discouraged winner be enlightened. Let their eyes be opened supernaturally to begin to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. You said, blessed is the man that you choose and cause to approach you, that you may fill him with the goodness of your house. Lord, on the authority of your word, we ask of you today that you will open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials will be turned to testimonies this year. Lord, we call upon you this morning. Let the eyes of everyone discouraged winner be enlightened. Let them begin to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year, where their defeat shall be turned to victory this year, where their breakdowns shall be turned to breakthroughs this year. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith and with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord, and you are crying unto him this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of every discouraged winner to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you this morning. We are saying, open the eyes of every discouraged winner, Lord, to see this church as their God-ordained city of refuge, where their trials shall be turned to testimonies this year. Lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to glorify God. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Shortly we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in turnaround testimonies for every worshiper. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23. Paraphrase. The Bible says, thus said the Lord, it shall come to pass that 10 men in those days shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we'll go with you because we have heard that God is with you. Please rise up on your feet in the light of this scripture. Lift up your voice wherever you may be, and let's begin to pray. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season. Oh God, send your word in season. Send your word in season. Father, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, bringing about turnaround testimonies for every worshiper. Lift up your voice. This prayer is for you as well. Let heaven hear you right now. Pray in faith. Pray with passion. And our prayer line right now is, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Oh, Lord God, send your word in season. Oh, Lord God, send your word in season. Father, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in turnaround testimonies for every worshiper, male and female. Oh, Lord God, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is our prayer today. Send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, bringing about turnaround testimonies for every worshiper, that everyone shall return with something tangible, that every worshiper tonight will have an encounter with you via your word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Send your word in season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Even as we gather, Lord, wherever your people might be, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we are asking, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in turnaround testimonies for every worshiper, that no one that shall be present tonight shall return without a definite testimony, thereby changing our story and changing our levels and moving us forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is praying. Lift up your voice. Let God hear you right now. Make investment this time in prayer. You are praying this prayer for yourself as well. We are praying right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Father, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in turnaround testimonies, undeniable encounters for every worshiper in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight at our midweek service, send your word in season. Send your word in season. Let your word locate every worshiper. Let your word locate every worshiper today at our midweek service tonight. Send your word in season. Let your word locate every worshiper, bringing about turnaround testimonies to the glory and praise of your name. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your hands to the Lord and magnify him. Thank him and give him praise. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies. As you engage, greater works shall be wrought in your life. Number one, business turnaround. Make your hands bigger for Jesus. Before now, I was experiencing serious setback in my business. Each time I go to my shop, very few customers come to patronize me. Sometimes nobody would come at all. And most of the times, I won't sell anything all day. I started praying and asking God for a change, but nothing seemed to be happening. When the Wonder Double Agenda was announced, I saw it as an opportunity for my turnaround. Immediately, I engaged in serious kingdom advancement prayer and intensive evangelism and bringing people to church, believing God for a turnaround in my business. Just like a dream of the night, someone came to my shop and brought everything I would need in that shop. She bought lots of goods for me to put in my shop with her own money and told me to sell them. Interestingly, she said after selling them, I should keep the capital and profit for myself. Amen. As if that was not enough, customers started patronizing me like never before. I have come to bless the name of the Lord. The testifier is Grace Michael. Let's put our hands together in appreciation of God. Number two, HIV positive turned negative. Sometime in November 2015, I tested positive for HIV. I held on to God's word in Isaiah 53 verse 5, and I kept on reminding God that I am a partaker of the finished work of Christ on the cross while I made Matthew 6:33 my lifestyle. I engaged in kingdom advancement prayers tirelessly and evangelized rigorously. On the 31st of January, I went for another test and it returned negative. The woman who did the test was amazed because she knew I had earlier tested positive. Indeed, serving God pays. Praise the Lord. Testifies Miss Efe Oyes. Can we rise on our feet, lift up our hands to God with a loud voice, thank him for this wonderful testimony.
Thank you for this strength. Shall we lift up our two hands? Let's thank him for answered prayers this morning. Let's thank him for those amazing testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord. We celebrate you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. And all the people came early in the morning into the temple for to hear him. He speaks early in the morning. He causes my ear to hear morning by morning, morning by morning, morning by morning. There's always an early morning news from God, morning by morning. Lord, help me to hear you this morning. Help me to hear you this morning. Somebody's praying that prayer. Help me to hear you this morning. I want to connect with your early morning news today. Help me to hear you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Lord Jesus, open everyone's ears under the sound of my voice today to hear from you. Amen. Let no one return without their own word coming true. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Engaging biblical mentality in stewardship. That's been our exhortation line at the covenant hour of prayer this week. Remember, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But when we have the correct idea of why we are doing what we are doing, it makes a world of difference. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, he said we should be able to answer everyone that asks us the reason of the hope that is in us. We must be able to give an answer. Why are you doing what you are doing? What's your business there after all? Would this church kill you? And today we're looking at this aspect that we must possess an appointment mentality. And every appointment in any organization comes along with this package. We must possess an appointment mentality. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 1, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. These were not apostles because there are only 12 apostles of Christ. These were disciples. Appointed 70 others also. That suggests that every disciple is on appointment. Every disciple is on appointment. And we're going to do that very briefly through scriptures. Every disciple of Christ, every child of God that is out to follow the Master is on appointment. Everyone. What kind of appointment? John chapter 15 and verse 1 and 2. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he keeps fit so he can keep bearing more fruit. So every branch, is on appointment for fruit bearing. Now verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Then shall ye be my disciples indeed. So every disciple is
called to bear much fruit. Much fruit. We fulfill our discipleship by bearing much fruit. Now the big bang, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should abide. I chose you and ordained you to go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So whatever thing you ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. So fruit bearing brings us into favor with God. You should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should abide. We must possess this appointment mentality. You are not doing somebody's job. You are doing the job that redemption has offered you appointment to do. Redemption has offered you appointment to do what you are doing. For instance, teach us to pray, and everybody wants to know how to pray. When you pray, you say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as done in heaven." So everyone that is born again is called to be a pusher of kingdom agenda on the earth. And then after that, you can say, "Deliver us from evil. Give us today our daily bread." So it is God's prayer agenda for all his people. That's God's prayer agenda for all his people. We have a seek ye first appointment with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God appointment with God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You are not doing somebody's job. You are not doing a job that's assigned you by a church or by a leader. You are engaging in what validates your discipleship. That's what makes you a disciple indeed. Praying kingdom advancement prayer and going out there to bring the lost back to their Father. Amen. Amen. So it's your job. It's my job as appointed by God. Now watch. A certain householder went out to hire laborers into his field early in the morning. And in the third hour, he saw some people standing idle in the market. So much business going on, they were standing idle. You two go to the vineyard and work. And whatever is right shall be paid you. So you don't work in the vineyard for free. You are on appointment and you are entitled to wages. And so they went. In the sixth hour, he did the same, and in the ninth, he did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. Man, why stand ye here all day idle? And they said unto him, because no man has hired us. What? Go ye also to the vineyard. So it's an open-ended platform. Everyone that desires to is called. That is this hymn, a call for loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers of the conflict, will you heed the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheers? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? So every volunteer is appointed. Every. There's so much space, there's so much room for everyone who chooses to volunteer to serve in the vineyard. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's available. Now, we see this picture in very clear terms in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm trying to help you see your appointment platform. The reality of your appointment in doing what you are doing. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 19, it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So every new creature has been given a ministry of reconciliation. Now, verse 19. To wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So every child of God has a ministry. So don't let anybody harass you, I have a ministry. You have a ministry. You have a ministry. Amen. It's an open call. Open call to every believer. You have a ministry of reconciliation. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere. I'll be somewhere walking for my Lord. I'll be somewhere walking for my Lord. Is there it's an open-ended platform. Anybody can jump in the 11th hour. Glory to God. Yes. And they were paid the same. You check it out in verse 9. They were paid the same. They were paid the same. And when they came, they were hired about 11 hours. They received every man a penny. Amen. Glory to God. Every man. So there are no latecomers. Jump in, please. Jump in and begin to walk for the Lord your God. Now, see one picture from the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal of fire in his hand, which he had taken from the tongue, with the tongues from the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Now, what happens? And also I heard a voice after my sin was purged, saying, whom shall I send? And who shall go for me? So after your sin is purged, the question is, are you available to serve my interest? So everyone who sins has been purged. Amen. And you know, no one can say just the Lord except by the Spirit of God. So the Holy Ghost comes with fire to convict and convert. So after you are converted, the question is, are you available for my assignment? Amen. I have an appointment letter ready for you. Are you interested in serving me? Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. As the Lord wants somebody. Here am I, send me. Here am I, use me. Here am I, use me. As the Lord wants somebody, here am I, use me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. As the Lord wants somebody, here am I. That's the beauty of redemption. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. You can't be jobless. No. He that reapeth, receiveth wages. That brother, that my son in the Lord said, I'm now a full-time soul winner. Glory to God. A full-time. He had an appointment mentality. So he begins to receive his pay from the Lord. in 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians, please, chapter 9, and beginning from verse 9, he said, where it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the ox of the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or set ye all together for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, it is written, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. When you are on appointment, anybody praying kingdom advancement prayer for salvation of souls, for establishment of souls in the faith, is on appointment, which entitles him to heaven's wages. Anybody going out on the field, amen, in pursuit after souls for their salvation, the Bible says, he that reapeth receiveth wages as he gathers fruits unto life eternal. So you're on appointment, and you're entitled to your wages. You're entitled to your wages. You're entitled to your wages. It's not about title. It's about your heart for God's greatest interest on the earth, which is salvation of the souls of men. So you are not serving the interests of a church, the instructions of a leader. You are just coming awake to your open platform of appointment that you didn't see before. You are just walking. Let's serve God now. Eh? You see the way Papa is crying? Let's serve God. Let's see this church grow. No. I have a platform here that entitles me to wages. I'm on appointment in my Father's vineyard. Though it's my Father, he still pays me because I have an appointment letter with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. That mentality will always entitle you to your wages. So I knew since 1976, I was 22 years old, that seeking first the kingdom of God will bring answers to all my questions. I knew. I was only called to liberation, given in my liberation in 1981, but I've been on God's payroll, intangible, provable, undeniable, with undeniable proofs. Why? I don't beg. Two, I don't borrow. So what's happening? He pays me. I don't go around. Hello, do you know I'm serving God? So if there's anything in your heart, you know we are serving God, we always need something. Amen. You will not serve God in vain anymore. Amen. So get excited. Yes, no matter where you are walking, you have another appointment. Yes, and this appointment entitles you to what, no matter where you walk, can afford. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away. That's the package. I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. They shall not cast their young people in the land. The number of your days, no matter how many angry witches are hanging around in your village, the number of your days, I, God, will fulfill. Stand to your feet, everybody. Come and give the Lord a big hand for your appointment. How many can see the tangibility of the appointment right now? Amen. From now, it will be coming down with unstoppable returns. Lift up your two hands, everybody, and celebrate Jesus. Give him glory and praise. 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 Give him glory and praise for this open appointment, this appointment of honor and dignity. Come and celebrate him. Magnify him. No one like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I pray that everyone's appointment will become a reality with proofs in this awesome season. In the name of Jesus. But you know, when you are not on duty over a period of time, you may be sacked. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, it takes away. Well, every branch that bears fruit, he purges or makes fit, so you can keep bearing more fruit. Now, these 3 years I come seeking fruit of thee and I found none. Cut it down. He said, Master, please, please, let alone this year also. If it bears fruit here, if it doesn't, then cut it down. No one here shall be cut down. Please come awake to your appointment responsibilities and stay on duty. 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 Now, in most cases, those who back out from Jesus is not the devil. Is they have been cut off. It's not the devil. So you cannot carry this kingdom thing on your head and be cut off. 1 billion devils can cut you off. Well, it's the 11th hour for many of us. Please jump in and embrace this awesome opportunity that heaven has offered you by redemption. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. You must be found on duty this week. You must be found on duty for life. You must remain on duty forever. Come on now, give him thanks. Because the day must answer to you. The week must answer to you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Well, next Sunday is the first Sunday in our outreach endeavors. Endeavor to see that at least one person is harvested into the kingdom. And one person joins you in worship of your God this coming Sunday. Amen. Amen. This will be a proof of the validity of your appointment. Pray someone into the kingdom. Woo someone into the kingdom. Entice someone into the kingdom. Tell everybody, you see, next Sunday is our covenant day of settlement. Our God settles people supernaturally in this church. Two of us. Bring them in. Love them in. And Jesus will be glorified. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice and give God thanks. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor. Give adoration to him. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Let's be reminded, a midweek service comes up this evening. We're waiting upon the Lord and gathered at 5:30 for the midweek service. It shall be a glorious time in his presence, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.